is your life in a very literal sense. This may sound dramatic, but oh God, it's so real. Is your life, the quality of this one and only life that you have, is it worth the risk? Whatever that risk looks like to you. And if it's not, then what is? What's up, you guys? Welcome to the Empowered Expression Podcast. Happy Tuesday. I hope you're doing great. I hope that it's nice in springtime slash it's summer. What am I talking about? It's basically summer. I hope that it's nice and sunny and summery wherever you are. And that Memorial Day was, you know, as celebratory as it could be. Probably not as many barbecues happening, but that's okay. You can still celebrate in all kinds of wonderful ways, so I hope that you enjoyed it. Today's episode is different. It's going off the grid here a little bit. We're talking about something a little bit different than we typically do. Typically talk all kinds of mindset, content creation tips, all kinds of good stuff. And today is a deep soul podcast episode. We're going to be talking about, I have a topic. I haven't outlined it at all. I'm flowing from soul today. And we are talking about the importance of not waiting around to live your life. This is a lesson that I have, you know, I'm by no means an expert in it. I'm no guru, but I'm very, very grateful for the experiences of being in highly toxic spaces so that the push to make a big change was really strong, right? And I want to share with you guys some reflections on that and some reflections on the beauty of not waiting until you are halfway through your life to really start living it. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be a deep one. Get ready. Before we do, of course, I'm going to tell you about the phenomenal sponsor of this episode and every episode ever is Bigger Than a Brand. So Bigger Than a Brand is the 12-week program that I run, and it teaches incredible humans, incredible online coaches, how to build a really strong corner of the internet that is full of powerful, authentic content, which helps you easily, naturally, from a heart-centered space, convert followers into clients. And we just started this most recent round in the group format. The first call was this past weekend, and it was so beautiful. I'm so excited for all of these incredible humans. There are some powerful ass humans in there. And it's just always so beautiful to get to watch the journey unfold. So if you are an online coach and you have been trying to figure out the Instagram thing for a hot second and you feel like you're throwing all the spaghetti at the wall and you're just kind of over it, then go to the link in the show notes where you can read all about BTAB. You can sign up for the wait list for the next round. And in the interim, you can get all kinds of cool little tips and tricks by way of email from yours truly. So check it out. It's a beautiful program. Beautiful program. It's the best of the best for frickin' sure. Cool. All right. So let's talk some soul. You ready? Let's talk some soul. This is not an episode for pen and paper. This is not an episode for taking notes. This is an episode for opening your heart and listening with your whole body. That's what I'm going to encourage, is to listen with your whole body. As I am sharing these reflections and, you know, pouring my heart and my juju into this, reflect on how it makes you feel. How does it make you feel to think about these things and to, you know, have this conversation? Because that is, especially as women, that's the best compass on life in general. Right? Our bodies, our feels, our emotions are guidance always. So I want to just kind of share first some context around my own shift and decision to really start to live life more intentionally. Because I think a lot of the times, I'm going to go ahead and say all of the times, when we as humans are living in a space and living a reality that is not fully aligned with who we feel we're here to be, even if the vision is very foggy, something about it just doesn't feel right. We aren't aware of just how far off of center we are. We think that, you know, it's normal. A lot of very, unhealthy and dysfunctional patterns are considered very normal in our culture and in our society. And I want to speak to the experiences that I was having in the quote unquote normal place. because if you are in a situation like that right now, if you're in a job that you hate, if you're in a relationship that you hate, if you are, you know, trying to build this business baby on the side, but you feel like you have, you know, half of your body in one world and half of your body in another world, it can be really eye-opening and important to see clearly where you are. And just, you know, I know that when I first started thinking about these things, I was like, wait a second, this isn't the only way. You know, like my misery that I'm living in right now is actually misery. It's not normal. There's another way. What? You know? And so I want to be able to, if you're in that space, I want to be able to pass that gift on to you, because with awareness comes an easier transition and an easier time changing. When we're aware of where we are, it makes it easier to change. And then from there, I want to talk about the experience of change, the experience of transitioning, and why it is so important to recognize, honor, and learn from your own mortality. Yeah, right? And you might be like, damn, girl, that's dark. It's not. It's not at all. It's such a gift. It is such a liberating, freeing gift. And I want to go there. I want to talk about it with you guys today. So let's talk about the feels and the experience of being way off of center. So when I was in the science space, before I, you know, made the decision to leave my career behind and start my first business, normal for me at that time was very much about what other people told me normal was. You know, I was working in a lab and everybody there was tired. Everybody there was stressed. Everybody there was working really hard. And there was a sense, and I feel this is true no matter what you're doing, you know, there was a sense that, well, who was I to feel like I was worthy of any more than that? Here are these people, like they're all feeling the same thing. Who am I to think that I can go and live a better life when this is what everybody's experiencing? And if you've ever been in a circumstance where you were surrounded by an unhealthy environment, to whatever degree, right? It could be incredibly toxic. It could be quote unquote mildly toxic, even though I would say anything, like there's so much in our culture that is not is considered normal. Chronic stress, anxiety, depression, these are rampant, absolutely rampant. You would be hard pressed if you went out and just asked random people on the street, you know, 10 random, 20 random people on the street, fuck it, 100 random people on the street. I promise you, you would get like 90% or more of them saying, yeah, I'm stressed. 100% probably be like, I'm busy, which busy is just a cover up for distraction. Distraction from feelings, distraction from self, distraction from the parts of us as humans that we don't want to look at or come to love. Right? I'm busy. Too busy doing these 3D human things to live. So being in that space, it very much had a tone of why could things be any different for me? Who am I to think that they would be any different? And that was one piece of it. That was one really big piece of it. The other piece of it was the sense of having put so much energy into this identity that I was, this role that I was playing, you know, that job, that career, that role that I was playing. And I used so many excuses to myself as to why it was valid that I was so attached to this role. Oh, well, I've put so much time and blood, sweat, and tears into getting where I am. And, you know, I'm so close to this next chapter and this next phase of my career. And I don't want to just give it all away and make a silly, irrational decision based on my emotions that might be fleeting and that might change. And I want to just take a hot second. If any of these thoughts have ever crossed your mind, definitely, you know, we can as human beings, we do as human beings make emotionally charged decisions. That is how we make decisions, is with our emotions. They've done studies where people who had like brain damage to certain areas of the brain that impaired their emotional processing, and these people were significantly less effective at decision making, like barely capable of making decisions, right? We are emotional beings and we make decisions with emotions first. Emotions are the decision maker. And then the rational mind comes in and explains to us why we made this decision, this emotional decision. So anyway, a little bit of a soapbox there. But if you're in that circumstance and you've ever been thinking those things to yourself or feeling those things to yourself, like, well, should I leave my 9-to-5 and just go hard in my business? You know, what if I'm just making a decision because I'm miserable there and that seems like greener grass and da 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 da? You definitely want to sit with yourself and make this decision from a rooted place, a grounded place. And as humans, we are so good at lying to ourselves especially about emotions, right? So making an emotionally charged decision looks like going on a spending spree on Amazon because you were stressed, right? Or it looks like stopping off at like some pastry spot and like carb loading because you were angry, right? Like these are very emotionally charged decisions. If you've been in a 9-to-5 and you've been miserable for months or years, that is not an emotionally charged decision. That is a rooted, that is your guidance system. I was about to say telling you, but really like screaming at you over and over and over again, this is not for us. This is not for us. This is not for us. And that's where I was when I was in the sciences. It was, this is not for us. This is not for us. This is not for us. And kept explaining it away with all of these different things. Well, it's not rational. It's not responsible to make this decision. It feels risky. What am I going to do? I don't even know how to do any. I've only ever been this. I don't even know how to do anything else. All of this stuff flies up to the surface to try and keep you safe. And if you are in that position, oh God, sis, I feel you so deeply. I feel you so more than you know. Like I have been right there with you. And I remember the day of making the decision. How about this? Great example of, you know, emotionally charged versus not. I was in a very emotionally charged state because I'd had a really exceptionally rough day in this lab and wanted to go and say, all right, here's my 2 weeks. You know, it wasn't I gave actually a two month notice because replacing me and training somebody else is a little bit slower in the academic world. But I wanted to just go and say, I can't do this anymore. I'm leaving science altogether. You know, I was ready to just throw in the towel that day. And that was coming from a very emotionally charged place because it had been a really rough day. And fortunately, my advisor, my boss, was not around, not available that afternoon. And universe was looking out for me. So I was able to go home, ground, center, come to a place and say, you know what? I want to approach this conversation with as much heart and as much compassion and as much love as possible. So if you find yourself in a circumstance where you are maybe, you know, as a result of this episode, you're realizing like, dude, I'm thinking all those things to myself. I'm rationalizing in all these different ways why this constricting, miserable experience is worth it. If you are realizing that you've been rationalizing to yourself why you should stay in a space that makes you very unhappy, you may well find that one day there's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And, you know, maybe Susie just looks at you wrong and she spills her coffee all over you at your cubicle. And you're like, God damn it. I can't do this another day. Susie or whatever it is. Right. And you're just like, I cannot do this anymore. You may well hit that point because oftentimes as humans, we have to. Mommy Universe is great at bringing us to a breaking point. She is a specialist in that department. And when you're at that point, if you hit that point, hopefully this episode encourages you to make change before you hit that point. But if not, and you find yourself at that point, remember this conversation and tap into, do I want to make this decision from this heightened emotional state? Or rather, do I want to communicate about this decision from this heightened emotional state, right? You may make the decision internally. You might be like, this is it. Cannot do it another day. We are done here, right? It is time. And just as you, you know, go then to communicate that to others in your life, when you come from a place of high intention, come from a loving, grounded place where you are trying to be compassionate, you are trying to set healthy boundaries, and you are not trying to poop on anybody else and say, this is terrible, this place sucks, I'm gone, bye, you know? You're simply choosing what you know in your heart is best for you. When you communicate from that place, it's a really beautiful and empowering conversation. Hard? Yes, definitely. And beautiful and empowering. And to kind of help you not have to get to that breaking point, let's talk about death. Let's talk about death. I know. You're like, what? Yeah. I remember I was reading a book that my stepdad had recommended to me, and I wish that I could remember the name. I can't off the top of my head. But at one point in the book, there was a character in this book who was describing, as humans, our relationship with death, saying that, and I'm probably going to butcher this, but this is how it stuck in my mind, saying that death is our comrade, our traveling companion in this life, always with us, always 2 inches away from our left shoulder. You know, you turn the wrong way, you could bump into him. That he's always there. And rather than letting that be something that scares or intimidates us as humans, We should make friends with our travel companion. We should make friends with Death. We should see him as a teacher who is here to help us make the most out of our time here. And what a beautiful and poetic way to think about the one experience that no one is getting out of. Everyone, this is our shared humanity. You know what I mean? Like, we can all have different subjective experiences while we are here on Earth. And we all experience death. We all, there's no questioning that, right? That is a fact. We all experience death. And so really take a minute, really take a breath. And like I said, listen to this podcast with your body and feel what I'm saying in your body. This is your one goddamn life. Your one and only as this personality. Do you want to wait until death is 1 inch away from your shoulder, 1 inch away from your elbow instead of two, to actually live it? You didn't come here for anything less than living this life. Life is for living, not surviving, not scraping by, not, you know, waking up every day dreading going into work, dreading, you know, coming home and having to take care of everything and da da da. Life is for living. Life is for feeling the sun on your face. Life is for taking risk and seeing what happens. And I cannot tell you how powerful it is, what a powerful motivator it is to remember that at the end of this whole game, we're all ending the same way. We're all going out the same way. Who cares if you fuck it up? Who cares if it's a big risk and it's scary? Who cares? That's not a price I'm willing to pay, right? And I urge you to think about the same. Is your life, in a very literal sense, this may sound dramatic, but oh God, it's so real. Is your life, the quality of this one and only life that you have, is it worth the risk? Whatever that risk looks like to you. And if it's not, then what is? What else is there? There's nothing else. There's death. There might be some in between. We don't know, right? If your life, the quality of your life, is not worth risking everything for, then what is? I don't have an answer for that. I'll be honest with you guys. I don't have an answer for that. There's nothing. Without life, there's nothing. So I hope you really take this to heart. I hope you really sit with this. I just felt compelled to really share some soul in here today, because every single time I've taken a risk, it has not looked wise to other people. Of course, every single time it's been met with questions and raised eyebrows and, you know, worried hands, worried faces, worried voices over the phone. Every single time. What's also true is that every single time it's been the greatest gift that I could have given my life. And when you gift your own life its greatness, you're gifting everybody else in your life as well. You're not an isolated incident. You're a part of a web. You're a part of a web, way more than I think any of us, you know, at this point in time as humans really understand. I think that our connectedness goes so much deeper than we have any idea about. But even just taking the, you know, logical, rational mind approach to the web of influence that you have, when you take risks in your life, and not just like willy-nilly, right? These are heart-led, emotion-guided, deep soul truth. I can't explain it, but my heart has been asking me to do this for months now. And I'm just going to listen. Fuck it. I'm just going to listen. When you follow that path, oh God, the gifts and the rewards are immense. The capacity for compassion, the shedding away layers of judgment that you would have against yourself and your fellow human beings, the resiliency, your ability to look fear in the face and say, "Bah-ha! Gotcha, bitch!" Right? All of these are the, I feel like, you know, the characteristics, the qualities and the values that you root into whenever you take a big risk in your life that is coming from heart and soul. Those are the values that we admire as humans, right? Compassion, non-judgment, resilience, courage, all of these things, all of these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful rooted, grounded values. They come from navigating the unknown. They come from navigating the pain, the difficult times, the risk. They come from the navigation itself. And it's so funny to me that culturally, we don't seem to have figured that out yet. Like, so many people are like, "Oh, don't do that. Seems like a bad idea. I don't know about that." Meanwhile, if you look 5 years into the future for that person, oh, they're going to be so compassionate. They're going to be so wise. They're going to be so loving. And everyone's going to be like, "Oh, they're so wise, compassionate, and loving. What a kind human." Right? I think it's funny. I think it's funny that as a culture and as a society, we devalue risk and the unknown so much. And yet we value the products, direct products of someone living through risk and unknown. We value them so highly. Maybe we value them so highly because they're so uncommon, because people don't go for it. But the beauty is it's completely within your control. It is absolutely 100% completely within your control. And you know what? If you choose to go into the unknown because your heart is pulling you there and you're like, "Yeah, I feel this pull." You go into the unknown. You stay open. You continue to learn and to always be asking, "How is this serving me? How am I growing right now? What am I growing through?" That is the formula for being a rare breed. For being the kind of person that your heart knows you are and that you want to embody. The kind of person who's rooted in all of these very beautiful values. Beautiful values. It's completely within your control. You just gotta leap and go for it. And you might be saying, easier said than done, Caroline, but I have a family depending on me, but I have, you know, I'm up to my eyeballs in debt. I'm a single mom. Exactly. Exactly. If nothing was dependent, then there would be no risk, boo. Exactly. Of course you have things. Of course. Be glad that you have things that make it feel risky. Otherwise, it wouldn't serve you. It wouldn't be beneficial. There would be no risk. There would be no reward. Of course you have things. Embrace that you have those things and do it anyway. Because that is the point. That is the point. How did this episode land with you guys? Felt really good coming out of my mouth. These are things that I think are so important, and I wish that our culture had a healthier relationship with death for this reason. For this reason. I think it's so beautiful that there are, like, Mexico has such a beautiful relationship with death. And, you know, I look forward. Isn't this such a strange thing to say to some people? Maybe. I look forward to the day that our culture recognizes the value of death and begins to celebrate what it can teach us about life. It's the greatest teacher. Just like fear is the greatest teacher of love, judgment is the greatest teacher for acceptance, death is the greatest teacher for life. Explore what that means to you. Because it means something slightly different to everybody, because we're all living different lives. And, you know, what death looks like to you and means to you and represents to you is going to be the best teacher about your life. Isn't it cool how that works? That's so cool. Sweet. If this episode touched you and, you know, spoke to your heart, spoke some things that feel very, very deeply true to you, share it. I think this is a really important message that should be spread. So share it on your Instagram stories. Tag me, caroline.addington_. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts and hearing how this landed with you. You can send me a DM on Instagram and let me know. That is where I hang out. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in with me today. Take a big deep breath. Let's all take a big deep breath together. Whew. All right. Maybe take a few minutes to journal if you feel like you need to, or, you know, carry on with whatever you are doing out in the world. Living. Carry on with your living. Yes. Go get it. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Empowered Expression Podcast, and I will see you next week.